What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. Today, we're going over our top three weight loss questions of the week. I want to thank everyone for sending in the questions. We have so many questions, but keep sending them. I love reading them, and I promise I'm going to answer every single one. So here's this week's three top weight loss questions. And do not forget, at the end, I'm going to give you my healthy tip for the week so you get the best results. So let's jump right into the questions. One, I know so many clients who have lost weight with you, but every time I start a weight loss program, I'm hungry. It's definitely one of the top concerns when a client comes in. I don't want to feel hungry, but I want to lose weight. But the truth is, on any weight loss program, you're going to have moments of hunger. It won't be all day, but it will be moments throughout the day. You know, first let's go over why. This happens because in order for you to lose weight, you have to eat less than what your body needs. That is what creates the hunger and the weight loss. For many of you have heard me speak about this, but I know many are new to the channel. So, you know, I like to go over it just so you're aware of what your body's doing. When you eat less, your body takes from your stored fat, and that's how you lose weight. But when you eat less, your body is used to eating more, and that's why it tells you it's hungry, right? So it makes you uncomfortable, and it says, I'm hungry, give me what I normally have, but you don't give it. And when you don't feed it what it normally gets because you're feeding it less because you want to lose weight, yes, that creates the moments of hunger, but it's creating that because your body has no choice than to take it from your stored fat, and that's what creates the weight loss. So the hunger goes hand in hand with the weight loss. A lot of times I'll tell my clients, embrace the hungry moments. That means your body's losing weight because it's taking it from the stored fat. Now, a good thing to remember in all of this, it's only about the first 4 weeks. Okay, those first 4 weeks is where you're going to feel those hunger moments. After 4 weeks, your body gets used to it, both mentally, physically, and your stomach shrinks. Okay, so when you do this for 4 weeks, you're not going to feel those hunger moments anymore. That's why so many people you see on program and they come in, you may see them in store or, you know, out of the store, wherever you see them, and you see they make it look effortless. It's effortless because it's become a way of life. They don't have those hunger moments anymore because their body has gotten used to it and their stomach has shrunk. Okay, so you mentally and physically get used to it and your stomach shrinks, so those hunger moments go away. But this only happens after you are 4 weeks in and consistent 4 weeks. It can't be a little bit on, a little bit off in those 4 weeks. If you're doing that, you're not going to create the habit that you want, okay? So remember, it's 6 days on, 1 day off. Do it for 4 weeks, and I promise you, you're going to tell me, I don't even feel hungry anymore, okay? So I would just really give it that time. Go into this saying, okay, I know I'm going to be hungry. Instead of saying, I don't want to be hungry, say, I know I'm going to be a little hungry in time, you know, moments here and there, but I know that when I feel that, I'm going to embrace it because that's going to be the weight loss. It's going to go away. The more consistent I am, it will go away and I won't feel those hungry moments anymore. One last thing I want to remind you about this is, if you're going through the program and you're one of those people who jump on and off the program, that's fine, but you're never really creating that consistency and you'll always have those hungry moments. You know, you'll be one of those people who just always feel hungry because you're always jumping off and on. If you give yourself those 4 consistent weeks, I promise you, you are going to see the results and you're not going to feel that hunger anymore. Okay? So give it a try. Go into this in a positive mindset. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be a little hungry. I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to give it 4 solid weeks. And let's see where you're at. I would love to hear how it goes, because I can promise you, not only will you lose the weight, you will not have those hungry moments anymore. Okay? Okay, so let's go on to the next question. Once the weather changes and the time changes, I always want a snack at night. How do I stop my night eating? This is a great question because it's common throughout. As the seasons change, we change. So when you might not have been a person who liked to snack at night, once it's cold or, you know, we have less light, all of a sudden you feel like you want a snack at night. Maybe your TV shows are on now that they weren't on in the summer. All these things, you know, we're just not even going out as much because it's darker earlier. All these things play such a big part in our eating. So if you become a night eater because it's fall and going into winter, you can do a couple of things to help you get through it. One, don't fight it. You can save all your snacks for the evening. You know, if you like to watch TV or read or just snack at night, what I would say to you is save your snacks for the evening. Whatever how many snacks you have, whether you're doing 1 snack, 2 snacks, 3 snacks, save them for the evening. Because if you do that, it's going to make a big difference. Now, say you're only a 1 snack person. When you need that second snack, have it, because I'd rather you have that second snack than go off the edge and just start snacking all night on everything you shouldn't be eating. So when you need it, if it's the fall and you feel like you need a little bit more, add that second snack in on the nights that you need it, okay? But definitely save your snacks for the evening. So have your 3 meals during the day, no snacks. Save your snacks for nighttime. It's going to make a big difference. Even if you can, maybe have your dinner a little later and then your snacks. Because a lot of times when we don't fight it and say, I'm not going to snack tonight, you know, mentally, immediately, that's all you want to do. So instead of doing that, just save your snacks for the evening. Okay. It doesn't matter what time you eat. What matters is what you're eating and how much you're eating in the day. Okay. Another thing I would recommend is choosing snacks that have volume. So you just don't eat them and they're gone. You know, like maybe Cheerios, a cut up apple and peanut butter, or popcorn. It's things that you can snack on slowly that have volume that you can kind of, you know, spread throughout the evening because you're not just eating it. Like just say like a Yasso bar, you eat that, it's gone. At least when you have your portion popcorn or Cheerios, or you cut up an apple in tiny pieces and have it with peanut butter, it's taking time to eat it, and that really will help your eating. And a lot of times when you're eating it slow like that, you'll tend to feel fuller throughout the evening instead of just eating something and it's gone and then you're just looking for something else. Okay, so I hope that makes sense. My last tip is one that I love and I do all the time. I incorporate some diet or low sugar hot cocoa. I know Swiss Miss is a great one. You know, the chocolate, the winter feeling, and it's hot, so you have to drink it slow. All of these things, it really can help take the cravings away. So definitely incorporate that hot cocoa. So, and that's a great thing if you are a 1 snack person, you don't want to add a second snack because you're really trying to get to your goal weight. I would say add the hot cocoa. It's going to make a big difference. Add it as your second snack. It's a great snack to really help your cravings and not hurt your weight loss. Okay. So that's a good tip, especially if you like hot cocoa. Okay. So the last question, I'm going to be on the beach for 10 days in December. I want to look and feel my best. How much weight can I lose? Good question. I love this question. I have a lot of clients who are getting ready for the holiday vacations. And after October, everyone starts to panic because we realize how close the holiday season is. And if you're going away, you want to be ready. You do not want to have to wear a cover up. So start now. Good question. Okay. There is only 3 weeks until Thanksgiving. I can't even believe that. As I say it, I just can't even believe it. So it's 7 weeks until the holiday break. What can you do in 7 weeks? Well, let's go over it. 1 pound a week is 7 pounds. Very doable. And it takes following your meals and snacks and 1 cheat day a week. Very, very doable. Okay, that's 1 pound a week. That would give you 7 pounds. 2 pounds a week, harder, but still doable. 2 pounds a week would give you 14 pounds. And that takes following your meals, cutting down your snacks by one. So if you're doing three snacks, you would go to two. If you're doing two snacks, you would go to one. Okay. And basically it's 6 days on as always and one day off, and add some daily exercise is going to help. Okay. So that's a big thing. Just remember, when you're adding exercise, you're not adding more food. You're just adding the exercise. Okay, and finally, 3 pounds a week, which is 21 pounds. Very hard, but still doable. Now, if you want to go for the 21 pounds, I would say stick to your three meals and one snack. 100% on 6 days a week, one day off, and some form of cardio exercise daily for 30 minutes a day. And when I say cardio exercise, yes, you can walk, but it should be fast walking or walking up the hill. You want to do a cardio exercise that is almost feeling like you're struggling having a conversation. Like it has to be, you know, you're exerting yourself to that point. Okay. Another way you can go about this, if you want to lose the 7 pounds, the 14 pounds, or the 21 pounds, is you can do the 5 hour fast and do two meals and one snack and your exercise daily. Okay. So you can do it that way as well. The 5 hour fast is definitely a lot harder, but you do get, you know, great results. Now, when people ask me which one's better, the Innovation or the Innovation 5 hour. They both work. It's really what you can stick to. I see clients lose the same amount of weight on both. It's what you're sticking to, what you can be more consistent in. So that's what you want to follow. And one more thing I want to make note of. Of course, in order to lose 21 pounds, you have to have 21 pounds to lose. So if you don't have 21 pounds to lose, it's not going to work. Now, if you are at, say, the end and you are only trying to lose like the last 5 pounds, you can do the 1 pound a week. I would do the three meals and one snack and throw in some exercise. And if you're consistent, you should be losing the pound a week. If you're struggling doing that, then I would do the 5 hour fast for a week or two straight and do the two meals and one snack and daily exercise. That will definitely get those last 5 pounds off, okay? It's hard, but it will definitely work. So any of these options are great as long as you have the weight to lose. We must remember that. But if you are struggling, do the 5 hour fast, especially if, one, you're really struggling seeing weight loss, even if you have a lot to lose. You can throw the 5 hour fast in between the signature innovation. And if you are down to your last 5 or 10 pounds and you feel like you're struggling getting it off, then do the 5 hour fast for, you know, 1 to 2 weeks straight, maybe even three. And you will see that weight come off. And then you go back to the regular signature innovation and do that for a couple of weeks. And then, you know, you'll start to maintain that new weight. Okay. Another thing you can do if you want to speed it up or if you feel like you're struggling is, instead of taking a cheat day, you do a cheat meal and maybe a cheat dessert or a cheat meal or a dessert. Or if you're drinking, just do drinks that day if you're over 21. A lot of times, when you're doing a cheat day, you may be taking in more than you should be. I always say the cheat day is for things that you missed all week. It's not to wake up and eat all day. So if you find that you're struggling, maybe you're taking too much in on your cheat day and go to a cheat meal or a cheat dessert. Or like I said, if you're over 21 and you're drinking, just do your drinks and keep your food on program, because all of these things will really help. Okay. But the most important thing, no matter what you're doing out of everything, is you have to be consistent. When Thanksgiving comes, it's still one cheat day. It's not Thursday through Sunday, little cheats throughout, because you know you had company over. Cannot do that. If you're really looking to lose the 7, the 14, or the 21 pounds, it has to be 100% from now until then. 6 days on, one day off. So if you're celebrating Thanksgiving, that's your cheat day. Okay, so the consistency is always going to be the key with weight loss. If you really want to reach your goals and be on the beach feeling your very best, then you have to put the work in now. You have to stick to your meals and snacks and be consistent. If you do this, I promise you will get the results. Okay, so we are finished with our questions for the week. I'm going to go into now my weekly tip for you to get the best results. The first thing you have to do is figure out what you want. I think so many go into this just thinking, I want to lose weight. Maybe take a moment and figure out exactly what you want to lose and why you want to lose it, and exactly what you want to look like at the end of this journey or for your special trip. Visualize yourself and how you want to feel. It's so important. Write it all down. For many of you, know I'm really big into manifestation, but you can't manifest it if you're not even sure what you want. So start by thinking about it, then journal it and put as much detail into that writing as you can. Because the more you know what you want and you put that out into the universe, that is how the universe is going to give it to you. You just have to believe that you can have it, and you have to believe that you can do it because you can. So think about it, figure it out, what you want to look like. Put that detail into it. Really think about it, write it. And I promise you, when you believe it, when you really believe what you're writing, and a lot of times you will once you start journaling it, once you figure it out and you start journaling it, you will believe in yourself. You can do this. So many other people do it. You can do it. The only thing that ever stops you or gets in your way is you. I always tell you, you create your own results. If you believe you can do this, you will do it. You have the power to do this. So that's what I want for you to do this week. I want you to write it down. Where do you want to be in December? Where do you want to be January 1st? Think about it. Figure it out. Visualize it. Write it down. Believe in yourself that you can do this and work hard for it every day. And I promise you will see those results. I hope this helps. Again, I love the questions I've been getting. Please keep sending them. I think it really helps everyone when there are questions that come from you, because these are questions that most of the time all the clients are thinking. So I love them. I'm wishing you all a very healthy, safe week full of love and happiness. Much love to you all.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.